Hello and welcome to the first episode of 2023 for the Man of the Match podcast. We're back. Excited to start a new year with you guys. It's a little bit late in January, but the thing was I kind of want to recap everything that like happened in January. And also I want to talk about big announcements that came today about soccer in general. All right. So starting off with transfers, as you guys may know, the transfer window reopened January 1st. That means Gakpo's deal was processed. He went to Liverpool from Ajax. Cristiano Ronaldo signed with Al Nassr. That went through. He actually played on the Riyadh Season Cup All-Stars team against Messi and PSG. I'll talk a little bit about that later. João Felix joined Chelsea on loan. He got red carded in his first game, so safe to say that the transfer of like play style is more aggressive in La Liga, so he definitely needs to shift that. Mykhailo Mudryk signed with Chelsea, the Ukrainian. I'm not even sure if I'm pronouncing his name right. The Ukrainian youngster signing with Chelsea for $100 million. Good move for them. He actually, I think, just set the pace record. The fastest player in the EPL this season. That's a decent signing. Memphis Depay signed with Atletico Madrid. That was a good signing. Memphis was doing okay at Barcelona, but especially after a decent World Cup, it's time for him to like make a bigger move per se. So moving to Atletico, well, it's not really a bigger move. It's actually more of a downsizing. But I think he would probably get more playing time there. And he would probably succeed more there. In terms of games, I wanted to talk about the Riyadh Season Cup, which was Riyadh All-Stars, which was a team of Ronaldo and the best players from Al Nassr, which is his club, and Al Hilal. They played PSG. At I forgot what this it's King Fahd International Stadium, if I got it right, and it was a great friendly, probably the best friendly I've ever seen. Messi scored in the first 3 minutes. Ronaldo scored two, and then the game was like back and forth from there. It ended 5-4 in favor of PSG, obviously, but it was a good game and good to see. You know, it's good to see soccer developing in the Middle East. We saw that with the World Cup in Qatar, and hopefully we'll see it more soon. In the Supercoppa Italiana, which is winner of the Serie A versus the winner of the Coppa Italia, that was Juventus and AC Milan. Inter Milan versus AC Milan. So the Milan Derby, Inter won 3-0. Good win for Inter. Their season's been okay. Hasn't been the best, obviously. They're not top league. They weren't the level of Juventus or Napoli. But, I mean, they've had a decent season. By the way, speaking of Juventus got a 15-point deduction in the Serie A, which makes them now, like, 10th, which is not good at all. This was because of some transfer issues with money, I believe, or recruitment or something like that. Something along the lines of that, but definitely not good for Juventus, whose season, like, not too long ago just started trending up. Supercopa de España, contested between the winners of the Copa del Rey, runners-up of the Copa del Rey, winners of La Liga, and runners-up of La Liga. Real Madrid played, was it Real Sociedad? I think so, but they won that game, and Barcelona beat Real Betis to advance to the final. Barcelona took good care of business, winning 3-1 against Real Madrid, first El Clasico of the season. A lot of rivalries, if you notice, happening recently. It was mainly the second half that Barcelona absolutely took control. I think Xavi's first piece of silverware as coach of FC Barcelona which is definitely good for him, sign that they're beginning to get better under his reign. Obviously, you know, coming back from, I forgot when he was hired, I think it was last year, but I think it was Coleman or someone else that he replaced. But yeah, Barcelona is slowly and slowly beginning to get better. I think they're first or second in La Liga, still in a close title race with Real Madrid, and they're doing pretty good. Now, big news. For any Americans who probably are watching, Copa America 2024 is happening in the United States of America. Confirmed by Fox Soccer, Bleacher Report Football, and multiple other sources, it is happening in the United States. So, basically what's going to happen is, obviously it's going to be normal Copa America, 10 commemorative nations, but the thing is, it is going to be, obviously, the United States is the host, and the top six CONCACAF nations from the CONCACAF Nations League, which I would probably say would be, obviously, the United States. Canada, Mexico. Wouldn't be surprised if Honduras got in there. Costa Rica, Panama, and El Salvador. Yeah. Obviously, the smaller Caribbean countries would be out first, unfortunately. But this tournament will be very big for big North American countries, such as the United States, Mexico, and Canada. Big experience for them, for their players to play against such giant countries like World Cup winners Argentina and quarterfinalist Brazil. Also, Ecuador performed very well until Ecuador and Uruguay played decent until like the last game. But this is going to be good experience for them leading up to World Cup 2026, which US, Canada, and Mexico will host. So hopefully impressing their home fans, this is going to be a big chance for, number one, for them to get silverware. Obviously Brazil heavily favored, so is Argentina, but I'm not ruling out any North American team. Mexico would absolutely have a chance to win Copa America. United States, absolutely. Canada, maybe, but still. It's a very, very good opportunity for North American teams to actually, you know, make their mark in the footballing world. MLS starts soon. That's an upside. It starts, I believe, someday in February. Correct me if I'm wrong. First match will be the LA Derby. They call it El Tráfico. I don't like that. But it's going to be played in the Rose Bowl, I believe, which is actually pretty cool. Rose Bowl, if you, for any foreigners, Rose Bowl is a very historic stadium in Pasadena, California. Has a lot of capacity. It's going to be, obviously, LAFC versus LA Galaxy. LAFC coming off a great season where they won the MLS Cup. Last-minute bail goal to send them into penalties. Penalties heroics by their great backup keeper. Next MLS season, should be very, very, very fun. Me personally, I think that Toronto is gonna win. The two Italians, Insigne, Bernadeschi, Michael Bradley's still there, if I'm not wrong. Sean Johnson, who I think was NYCFC's keeper, who's actually really good. He's played for the U.S. in the past. He's actually joining them. So this is, I think, a very, very good year for Toronto, where they can actually win something. And as for that, that will be it for today. Thanks for tuning in. As I said, hopefully we can reach like 200 followers by Instagram and 200 listeners by the end of the year. Once again, thanks for listening, and see ya. Ciao.